writing this up.
Hey, welcome to a brand new MMA Roasted podcast. Me, Adam Hunter, here with Sean McCorkle. Unfortunately, Greg Wilson can't come. He's got a family issue. Hope everything's okay. Definitely come see him this weekend, though. He's going to be at Laughs in Tucson. Come see him, Laughs Tucson. My wife just got, we got a new puppy. I told her not to get this puppy. So it's only here for like, it's super cute. It's only here for like a week, and then her mom's taking it.
You didn't pay $10,000 for it, did you?
No, $600, but we're getting reimbursed from her mom. But it's super cute, but it's already like pooped everywhere, pissed everywhere. And then normally I like, you know, 2 hours before the podcast, I sit there and I like, you know, plan everything we're going to talk about in 3 hours. My daughter was sick today, so I had to stay home and she's not letting me. Daddy, sick as in like running around. She has fever, but she's running around dancing, making me play with her. Toothbrush idol. One thing, making her food. I got to make the dinosaur chicken nuggets. I got to feed it to her. I got to race them. It's the whole thing. We're going to wing
it. She's got the Saturday night fever.
So we're going to wing it. We're going to wing it today on the podcast.
But if you want to save time planning for the show next time, just write down leukemia, Brendan Schaub, and Don Fry. Like, that's all you got to plan for. By the way, Don is saying he didn't have the link yet, just in case you didn't see it.
God, I just gave him the link. Don is so, I mean, it's in the same thing, right? Like literally right above him, no?
No, because there's a lot of talk about Greg not being on or whatever.
All right, here we go. So yeah, here we go. Boom. All right, so here's the link for Don. Hopefully he figures it out. I honestly think that if Don had no Wi-Fi and just talked, it would be just as good as connection.
Like, you'd be able to hear him as well.
Yeah, like if he just actually just spoke up.
He's using a telegraph. I saw on Facebook the other night a girl trying to take a picture with Drake's dad and posted it on there.
Yeah.
And Drake's dad's like 150 years old. And I said, I remember that guy. He used to call me on his telegraph, and she didn't like it.
Oh, God. Yeah, people get it.
Good joke.
Thomas thing. I think it's a good joke. Did you watch any of the fights over the weekend?
I watched, I want to say, the last three of the UFC.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did watch the last three. I can't remember who was in it, but I do remember watching the last three.
Oh, we should actually talk about this now because I know Don didn't watch them. So rather than have Don just sit here and just, you know, talk about fights that he didn't watch. Oh, here he is. Maybe he did watch them. I mean, what are the chances he watched the fights? I would say slim to none.
Well, they were on ESPN Plus, so probably not.
Yeah. Don, do you watch the fights over the weekend? All right. Well, there was a couple good ones. That guy Jamal Hill. That kid's good. He hits hard, and you know, and I remember everybody was like, you know, on the other guy's dick, like, oh, this is the next good thing, and this is the guy because he was just knocking everyone out left and right. And then it's one of those things where once one guy figures you out, it seemed like everyone started figuring him out.
I did lose money on that fight because I bet.
Johnny Walker?
I bet Jamal would lose.
Really?
Yeah. Because the odds, I just like the odds. The odds were so high, like for him to win, or they were so, you know what I mean, like so in favor of him. I like to go for the upset every now and then, and I was wrong.
It wasn't just that he got knocked out. It was the way he got knocked out. Like, Don, where are you, by the way? Don?
In my bedroom. I'm laying on my bed. Please get reception. Why?
Oh, okay, because I'm hearing some kind of feedback, but it's all right. But, Sean, that is the biggest drink I've ever seen. Like, helping.
Yeah. Well, it's mostly ice, but it's coffee. If I don't drink like 60 ounces of coffee now, I don't have the motivation to do anything because my back feels like the devil's raping my spine 24 hours a day. So,
Don, you definitely have the dog with you, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Is there any way you cannot play tug of war with the dog during the podcast?
I'm trying. I talked to her before I explained to her I can't play right now, and she's not really. Accepting, the explanation, but
yeah, dude.
Well, you know what they say: bitches never listen.
So. Never yeah. Listen. So yeah, sure. this guy, Jamal Hill. I mean, he's Johnny Walker. Just got. I don't know if his chin's bad or what. Cause I think his chin's okay. He just got hit the wrong way on the top of the head. It was on the temple. You ever get hit on the temple, Sean?
No, I've seen a lot of guys get knocked out that way, though. I mean, that's how Lesnar knocked out Randy Couture. I've seen a lot of guys. Somehow when they bend your neck like that, when you get hit toward the top of the head, I think it hit some nerves or something. I've seen a lot of guys get knocked out that way. Johnny Walker, man, looked like a world beater five fights ago.
Yeah.
When he first came to the UFC, man, he looked amazing. A lot bigger than everybody else, fast, athletic, everything. I don't know, man.
I think his confidence was gone. And I think they said, people said he was like uncoachable. And I think he, like, the fame got to him, or who knows what it was. But Jamal Hill, shout out to him. Parker Porter won that fight. This dude has the biggest boobs I've ever seen from a white guy. Like, he just, yeah, he could make him wear a bra. And it was a close fight. I could have went either way. Kyle Daukaus, he won by Darce, beautiful Darce over Jamie Pickett. Jim Miller, I mean, just when I think it's over, I'm like, how many fights? He's 34 and 16. He not only won, but he won amazing. He looked incredible. And he's a nice guy because he was like, he was mad at the ref for not stopping it earlier, which I thought was pretty damn cool. A lot of guys don't have that kind of concern for their opponent.
He might have been so excited to win, he wanted it over as fast as possible. I don't know. I was just sad to see he's going to be delayed getting to that magic 21 loss mark that everybody tries to get to. But no, I was happy. I did win on that one. I like the odds on that one too. So I bet Jim Miller I won on that one. The only one I won.
Don, you ever have a fight where you were mad at the ref for not stopping it earlier?
Yeah.
Against who?
Tom McGregor stopped the game at UFC 10, and he's a massive. He's just almost gonna beat up.
Don, I'm getting every other word. Is there any other spot you go in your house where you get better reception? I'm not trying to be a dick at all. I actually want to hear this.
How about now? Is this better?
Yeah, so much better. So what were you saying? UFC 10 right. Against who?
Yeah, against Mark Hall. First round. Because I was just beating him up, pounding his ribs, and I kept telling John to stop the fight, and he wouldn't do it because, like I said, he's a masochist. He likes watching people get beat up. He's kind of a sick individual.
Yeah, I mean,
I was hoping they would stop my fight with Saul Pelele earlier, but I was the one getting punched. So.
Really?
That guy he whipped my ass. I wish I had an excuse. He just picked up and slammed me and punched me in the face a whole bunch. I was like, all right, well, this must be how it felt for everyone else.
Yeah, the Joaquin Buckley fight, who actually came into the octagon. Hey, Violet, I got to do this. Came in the octagon with the guy from the Detroit. She's playing the flute. I love her so much. So this guy, Don, I don't know if you watched the video. Some guy's from Detroit. The Detroit Urban... what is it? Survival technician. It's this guy who teaches these tactics. He teaches these things that it looks like 99% of them don't work. It's like how to stop a bullet with your teeth kind of a thing. I mean, it's ridiculous. Even that judo throw we did, and it went viral because everyone was like, come on, you're going to get people killed, la, 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 la. But to his credit, man, he anyone that says you're full of shit, he invites them over to train with him. And then he makes a video, and then half the guys, like Snoop Dogg or whatever, end up going, this guy's legit. Like, I thought he was full of shit. But
well, if anybody knows martial arts, it's Snoop Dogg.
Somebody who's never fought before in their life, and they have some guy who trains in anything, you sound legit.
Yeah, of course, when you're using rubber bullets and, the whole thing. So Joaquin Buckley brought this guy with him to the octagon. I'm like, oh, this is going to be great. I like Joaquin Buckley, but I'm like, what is this guy going to say? And he won. He actually won with this guy in his corner. The other guy was just loading up on every punch. Big guy. But
what round would it go?
It went the distance. It was a close fight.
Okay, so what was the guy seeing in between rounds? So, what kind of advice was he giving him?
Well, I mean, the UFC really dropped the ball on this one because it didn't go to the corner cam. But people that were there said he was yelling spinning wheel kick. He just kept yelling spinning wheel kick the whole fight.
Probably should have tried that.
That's only tells you what all he knows.
It was crazy. So now I got a daughter playing the flute. I got a puppy that's going to cry the whole time if I'm not with him. I got Don with okay service. Greg's family member is like, I feel a lot worse for Greg than me, to be honest. But Jesse Jess lost her fight. Man, she locked up with a judoka. The girl's a black belt in judo, high level. And she went in like the clinch with her. She then got like head and armed and then just got beat up that way. It was probably the worst possible thing you could have done with a judo black belt. And I felt bad because I like Jesse Jess. I wanted her to win, but geez.
Kind of, don't you think high level female fighter is a little bit of an oxymoron? But I don't know. That's like, she's really good at judo, not compared to a guy, but compared to other women.
Did you ever have a fight, Sean, where you're like, don't do this with the guy, and then you did exactly what you shouldn't have done?
When I was fighting Stefan Struve, all I thought the whole fight is, as long as I don't get tired, I won't lose. Like, you know what I mean? That's why I kept thinking, as long as I don't get tired. I started getting tired 30 seconds in, and I was like, why am I getting tired? That's the only way I'm going to lose. 45 seconds in, I'm really getting tired. You know, like, and then I was exhausted 3 minutes in. But that's all. My only focus was, he'll only beat me if I get too tired to fight. So, and I was right.
What about you, Don? Don? All right. One time I fought a bear, and the bear said, I said, you know, I'm not going to hook up with the bear. Next thing you know, by the way, there's a 500-pound bear. You hear about this bear? And they call him Hank the Tank. He's 500-pound black bear in Lake Tahoe who's been going – he's broken to 28 homes. And he goes in there and just eats everyone's food. And the residents were like, he's actually a pretty nice bear. All he does is eat, and he doesn't make rude faces. I don't know what a rude face. But now that might. But now that, what was that?
Or anything like that?
Oh, dude, it was like the funniest thing. Now that another is the thing, they might euthanize it because they hit him with like paintballs stuff. And they hit him with like a bunch of like rubber, but whatever. And it doesn't affect. He's 500 pounds, and he's like addicted
right.
to now. And so now there's a whole thing now about whether or not they can, you know, people want to save him, save Hank the Tank. They put a bear trap on it, but then someone wrote bear killer on the bear trap. So they had to get rid of the bear trap because someone spray painted bear killer.
I think it's interesting the media didn't start talking about what color he was until he started breaking in houses. I had to throw that in there.
Chaz Skelly won. Super happy for Chaz. He's 19-3. He looked amazing. I'm not sure why he's retiring, but he said he's getting into roofing. He's like, after his fight, he's like, I got to make some real money. So I got my roofing business. It was like, dude, after he won in the octagon, he says this. It was
like, well, you got to fight Jake Paul. Those are your only two options to make a living outside the UFC.
Dude. Did he give the name of his roofing company?
He did not. He did not give the name of his roofing company. I mean, he said basically, hit me up if you need a roof. He might have actually. He's a pretty smart guy. So
I used to own a roofing company. It's amazing because you really do make like $2,000 or $3,000 a roof, and you just hire Mexicans to do it who work for almost nothing. So like I literally couldn't hammer a nail. And I had a roofing company.
Why did you stop?
Because by the time the third person didn't pay me, they just said, "Well, what are you going to do? The roof's already on," and I had to send my Mexicans back to throw bricks through their daylight window, like their daylight basement windows, and ruin their house. I realized I was going to go to jail if I kept it up because people think. If you're in the construction business, like if you do a room addition, people think once it's there, what are you going to do if I don't pay you? There's nothing you can do, you know, once it's already done. They thought, but I would have my guys take it back off or burn their house down. And I knew I was going to jail if not. Like when they called the cops on me, once I said my guys taking the roof back off a guy's house, like literally paying them to go take it back off.
And so, the Mexicans were cool enough to like, they were like, we'll throw bricks to the windows. They didn't.
Well, I would tell them I can't pay you. He didn't pay me. I said, so whatever you guys need to do. And before I know it, the guy called me like, you guys threw bricks through my windows out here. I'm like, well, that's what happens when you don't pay guys that aren't here legally, you know? So, that happened like two times. And I had them try to take the roof off one time. But like three out of my first seven jobs, they just said they weren't going to pay me when it was over. They didn't like it. And I was like, what do you mean you don't like it? Well, I just don't like how it looks. I'm like, you picked it out. Well, my wife didn't like the color, so we're just not paying you. I was like, no, you think I can't do anything because it's already on, but you're wrong.
So you came and took the roof back off?
One of them, yeah, that was the last one. That's when I realized the cops came. I realized I was going to go to jail because it's like it was like they had no reason to not pay me. They got to pay like half down, and then so they'll still owe you like $6,000, and then they'll just be like, "Ah, my wife didn't like it. Don't come back out here. I'll call the cops." And I'm like, "Oh no, you owe me the money." And they're like, "Well, sue me." And I'm like, "I'm not suing you. I'm about paying $5,000 for a lawyer to collect $6,000." You know, so So I just told the Mexican guys I couldn't pay them. And then 2 days later, a guy calls me. It's like, so you threw bricks through my windows. I was like, I didn't do anything. I just told my Mexican guys I couldn't pay them because you didn't pay me. And so it looks like, and so that guy paid me. And then I told him I'd pay for the windows and I didn't. But after he paid me, but then it happened again. Same thing, had a damages property. The third time I just told guys, go back, take it back off. I'll pay you double. Just take the roof back off, you know? And then they called the cops when they were out there. It was bad news. So
speaking of Mexicans, I'm opening up tonight in Riverside, California for the Red Hot Cholo Peppers. It's a Mexican cover band of the Chili Peppers. Very excited about this. By the way, so I had a show in Alaska over the weekend, and I was in Anchorage and in Wasilla, and nice people. I mean, just really, really nice people, but drunk. People like just drunk. People in Alaska can drink. So the first show, this girl and guy are making out the whole time, right? Just making out like within 5 minutes. And I'm like, wow, they're definitely cheating on whoever. I mean, you know, because they have limited time. The girl gets up, does like a weird dance, takes off her bra, but not even like a bra. It was like a tube top, and throws it at me while I'm on stage. But I don't know what she's throwing. I think she's throwing like a bottle. So I like whatever. She hits the guy in the front row with the bra like on his head, who's like on a date. So he gets up angry, takes the bra and slams it down. He's like, "What the fuck?" And wanted to fight the guy, the girl's boyfriend. This is during the show, so I had to like break up almost Roadhouse, right? So that was nuts. Then the host of the show shows up. The guy looks like a 6'2" Ronald McDonald, like brown hair, a fanny pack, and like he's wearing like a Sergio Tacchini basically outfit, like a, you know, like a tracksuit. Shows up with a bag of weed that was like the biggest bag I'd ever seen. He's like, "Hey man, I got this at work today. You want some?" I was like, "Hopefully you don't work at like a preschool." Like what? So that was crazy. And then
is weed legal up there?
Yeah, weed is legal. Then I do a joke about how my wife tried to put her finger up my butt, and I was like, "Hell no, that's a gateway drug. You know, one day it's a finger, and next you know you're a vegan."
Right.
So then this lady goes, "That's not true. I put my finger up his ass every night." So like now everyone's just staring at this guy. But knowing that Sean, has your girl ever tried to put her finger up your butt during sex or no?
Only when I requested it. No, it's yeah, that's a, you're in dangerous territory at that moment. Like before you know it, like there's another guy in your bedroom, you know, like you got to be careful.
What's up, people? Football might be over for the season, but basketball is in full steam for both pro and college hoops. From the latest odds, totals, player performance props, to where the next fired coach is going to land, BetOnline is the number one spot for all your sports betting needs. Now head over to their website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use promo code CLNS50 to get started. It's not just basketball, but online is your source for hockey, boxing, and UFC odds right to the Olympic coverage. And it's the best in the business, okay? From sports right down to your favorite Vegas casino games, BetOnline is your number one online wagering destination. BetOnline, the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports and play your favorite games. BetOnline, where the game starts. Don, you ever have a girl put a finger up your butt?
Desire for it either.
What was that?
No, and I have no desire for it either.
Oh, you know what desire for it. Yeah, I mean, has a girl ever like tried, like I'm like tickled back there kind of?
Tickled?
I just slapped the handle. usually when they're playing with your asshole, it means they want you to go after their asshole, you know?
Got it.
Don's like, "No, don't do that. I'm ticklish."
I feel like Don's asshole hair has like a mustache back there. Like there's like you have your hair actually has a full mustache in your ass.
Like a rat's nest.
Dude, then after the show, these two girls came up to me, right? Because I was messing them the whole show. And one girl's like, "Hey, what are you doing afterwards? Come party with us." I'm like, listen, I'm married, and plus I have an audition for a movie. I got to memorize these lines. And she's like, so the girl goes, "Oh, listen, I'm married too. And my husband's at home in Washington. It's not like that. We just want you to party." And I'm like, "No, but that's a terrible sales pitch." Like, right. You should have been like, "We'll both blow you." Or something. Like then I still would have said no, but you would have had a better shot, you know. But why is she even offering me that information, right? Like that's a girl who's thinking about cheating. Right? If a girl says to you, "Listen, I'm not trying to sleep with you tonight. I'm married. Let's go party." Don't you think that's a girl that wants to bang?
Well, under the assumption they lie 24/7, which they do, I always expect it to be the opposite of what they're actually saying. So whatever the opposite of what a woman's telling you is probably what really is going on.
Yeah, right. By the way, did you guys see the new Victoria's Secret model has Down syndrome?
Oh, God.
Yeah. It's like a lot. It's very controversial right now. I mean, people say it's great because it's like equality and, you know, you're letting people in, which I think is great, too. Other people are saying, like, you're taking advantage of the handicapped, you know, mentally handicapped and, you know.
Yeah, it's the fat, ugly women that are saying that, right?
Right. Well, but as a kid, I used to like masturbate to Victoria's Secret, you know, catalogs all the time. Like, you know, like my stepmom's catalogs back when I was in high school. Like if I was like turning through it and there was a girl with Down syndrome, like I wouldn't like, I would
jack off furiously.
No, I would skip the page. Right.
Save it for later.
But then I'm like,
save it for your page.
But then are you discriminating by not? I mean, who knows? I guess it's a very touchy subject, but I just wanted to get your.
I can't believe Don named his dog after a Victoria's Secret model.
What, Down? Is that what it?
Remember, no, he named his dog Syndrome so he could yell at it to get down.
Come on. That's hilarious.
He did.
So did he really?
Did yeah. Really? Isn't that what happened, Don?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I named it Joe Biden. You know, it's synonymous for Down syndrome.
Joe Biden? Okay. All right. So why did I even bring this up? The thing is, I like went through this thing and I'm like, well, I wonder what you guys think of it. All right. So now, what are we talking about, people? Fights. Did you watch the bare knuckle boxing at all?
I watched Mike Perry's fight. Yeah.
Pretty good fight. So Don, if you missed it, Mike Perry fought Julian Lane. Julian Lane is like famous for being like called let me bang bro guy. Let me bang, like during the Ultimate Fighter, he started crying because he like wanted to punch someone so bad and he couldn't do it. He kept yelling, "Let me bang, bro, let me bang, bro." And that became like a huge meme. Well, now he fought
Don't tase me, bro.
What did you say?
Don't tase me, bro.
Yeah, basically, don't tase me, bro. But it was like, let me, bro, right? So then he fought Mike Perry, who has like tattoos on his face, who just is a guy that just like is up for a. He's almost like a 2022 version of Phil Baroni in some ways, where you know it's just going to be a punch for punch, a war, but with like less wrestling skills. I mean, I would say Baroni was a better fighter than Mike Perry. A prime Baroni was better than Mike Perry, I think. I mean, a prime Baroni. Went, you know, the distance with Matt Lillard and knocked out Dave Monet, who, you know, wasn't Monet like, he like beat the champ at one point, right? I mean, Perry never got that high, but
it's hard to say with the level of competition, because I think Perry was fighting a lot better guys than Baroni at this point than he was, than Baroni was back then. But if he has Baroni's staying power, he'll probably be brain dead the way he fights by the time he's 40, because that dude goes at it, man. That Mike Perry, that dude, he ain't no joke, man. That dude, he will take three to give you one, and stay in there all night, man.
Yeah, so he won the fight. It was close, very close. And he called out Thiago Silva, who's the champ, which that is going to be.
That can't be right. Thiago Silva?
Thiago Alves.
Okay, yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah. Thiago Alves, who's the bare-knuckle champ right now. That's going to be a fight. And then also on the card Chad Mendes, who looked great, but he fought a guy with only one name. I guess now he's going to move on. The guy's name was Fames, F-A-M-E-Z. I guess he's going to move on to a guy with two names. But yeah, Mendes looked good. I mean, Mendes also looked like he's been hitting the gym pretty well. Or
or not being tested by USADA, one of the two. I don't know. He's no longer restricted by USADA or I thought it was awesome for him to get a win against. I mean, there's some guys out there that are just known, or some people known by one name, like Cher, Madonna, Ali, Fames, people like, you know, that group of people.
And then I'll tell you what the best fight of the week was, which no one saw because it was on Bellator and they don't believe in promoting fights. But the best fight was Neiman Gracie fought Logan Storley. And that was a war. It was a guy who was an amazing at jiu-jitsu versus a four-time All-American wrestler, and they were going back and forth, just punching the whole night. Logan won, but it was a great fight. If you guys want to watch a good fight, a good replay of a good fight, watch that fight. You know,
isn't it crazy when they get a really good wrestler versus a really good jiu-jitsu guy that they box each other? It's like both of them just accept it. Like the jiu-jitsu guy's like, well, he's just going to take me down and hold me down. And the wrestler guy's like, well, he might submit me, so let's just punch each other in the face. Like,
yeah, I know. Especially when, you know, when they're both that high level. Like when you got a high level, when you got like a Damian Maia versus a decent wrestler, Maya's like, please take me down, you know?
Yeah.
When they're both at like super high level,
But when he's fighting Ben Askren, he's like, please take me down.
Well, Ben almost won that fight. That was a good fight. Yeah. That was actually a really, really good fight. So this week, Musasi is fighting Austin Vanderford in Ireland, in Dublin, Ireland. Musasi is 48-7-2. Austin is 11-0. Austin's known for, you know, banging Paige VanZant. Who do we like in this fight?
Me?
Yeah, Sean.
I think Musasi will win, but I'm pulling for Austin.
I hope Austin wins. I think he'll win. Musasi's got to get old sometime, right? I mean, he can't just keep.
Yes.
Somebody, everyone.
What is he? He's like late 30s now, isn't he?
Yeah, he's probably late 30s. By the way, Don, there's a big thread right now in the underground about whether or not you would beat Tito Ortiz in your prime. Would you like to weigh in on this? That's it? Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you would have won that fight, right?
I was beating guys twice my size. You know, I've done it my whole career. I mean, come on.
Do you want me to read you some of the comments?
Yeah, sure.
All right, hold on. Let me see. Don Fry, Tito Ortiz. Let me see if I can find it. Most people say that you'd win. Although some people, I think that they just everyone always remembers, like, it's crazy. I mean, it's crazy sometimes, like, people don't really, really know. So Don Fry, Tito Ortiz, where is it? I saved it for you.
You know what's crazy is a lot of people don't know that Don wrestled at a much higher level than Tito did in college. Like, much higher, you know? So, like, people don't realize, like, Tito's not going to out-wrestle him or take him down, and you know how the stand-up – I like Tito, but the stand-up ain't going to go his way either, you know? So there's no way he beats Don.
Well, they also had you versus Igor
Volchanson?
Yeah. What do you think about that one, Don?
Oh, he had me? I thought you were talking to Sean.
No, you, Don.
What's that? I thought, you know – Yeah, I think it would have been a good fight. I don't know why that was never made, you know. I think both those would have been a good fight 20 years ago, you know. Wish it would have been made back then.
What do you think would be a harder fight for you, Tito or Igor?
Oh, hell. Tito is obviously in better shape, better conditioned athlete, but Igor could throw some punches, man. I mean, he had an Alba fist on him, you know, and had a good chin. So,
Igor was undersized, man, but he wasn't very big, but he fought with the big boys, man. So he could fight.
Yeah.
So, okay, let's see what we got. Don Fry, Tito.
You remember Igor beat Mark Kerr back in the day. They called it a no contest, but he was beating him in the fight.
Yeah, you guys are the legends, man. I mean, people don't, it's not even like, I was watching like this week's, you know. All right, so Tito Ortiz, Mark Coleman. Man, why is that? All right, old timers. Fry versus Tito. Tito looks slow and weak. Fry by TKO. Fry would win today, and Fry in his prime would have crushed Tito in his prime. Fry by old man mustache beatdown. Fry would win because of the simple fact that he's been touched by God, Mark Coleman, two times. That alone by sheer osmosis, Fry is better. He goes, Fry has a funny one. Okay. So right, here you go, Violet. That was from 2009. So I guess there's like a bunch of them. Don Fry. Hold on. I guess someone took the thread down. That pissed me off.
It was too controversial.
I was like, hold on.
Once
they found out what Don's dog name was, they wanted to cancel him, and someone took the thread down.
That's crazy. Hold on. Let me see. Don Fry versus Igor. All right. So Don Fry versus Igor. Who would have won this fight? Fry did better against Mark Coleman, but Igor did better against Gilbert Ivel. Fry made a quicker work out of Gary Goodrich the first two fights, but he also got knocked out by Goodrich. I give Fry the edge. I think he gets past Igor's strikes and dominates him on the ground. Don, do you agree with that? Don? All right.
Next did one. I lose?
Yeah, yeah. Don's issue is that he loved a good barn burner. Igor, on the other hand, has burned down a lot of those barns. Fry had a hell of a chin back in the day, and he displayed it when Tank turned his face into mush. I think that's the way a fight between Igor and Don would have turned out, except Don getting laid out. Ooh, so that's somebody saying you wouldn't have won. Don, do you want to comment?
I'd like to think that they're wrong. You know?
And then somebody else wrote, except Tank had more power in his punches than Igor. If Fry can survive Tank's onslaught, there's no reason he couldn't survive Igor's onslaught. Don. Oh, come on. Give me some good connection, man. I'm about to have a meltdown. I swear to God. I'm just trying to have a good show. Don, please. How come you do a show with other people and it's the greatest connection ever? And with me, Don, just yell. Just yell. Just hello?
I am yelling. I am yelling.
All right. Okay. All right. So.
I'm saying that. Shit. Now, Tank was hell on wheels for 45 seconds, you know? And then after that, it was all over for him. You know, Igor, you know, he would go a lot longer than Tank would. That's for damn sure.
Yeah. Tank was like ahead of his time, I think. You know, Tito Ortiz versus Mark Coleman. Who do you think would have won that one?
I'd have to go with Mark. You know, just simple fact, Mark's much better athlete, much better wrestler. But then again, Tito did have conditioning where Mark never had any conditioning. So, you know, if Mark finishing before the 7 or 8 minutes, it would be
cheap. All right. I still can't believe I can't find the Tito versus Fry thing. That really bothers me. I freaking old timers match Fry versus man. Whatever. Fuck it.
I got a good Mark Coleman story real quick if you want to hear it.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Yeah.
So before I make my UFC debut, I knew about 12 weeks out I was going to be fighting the UFC, and then I found out I was going to fight Mark Hunt like 3 weeks later now, so I got like 2 months to think about it. So I'm stressing 24 hours a day about it, man, like thinking what an opportunity it is, you know, to fight someone that big of a name in your UFC debut, especially a winnable fight for me, I thought. I was the only one that thought that, but I didn't know. So I saw Mark, he was cornering a guy at a fight I was at, and I went up and talked to him and said, hey, man, I never met him. I don't mean to bother you, but I'm going to make my UFC debut in a couple of months here, and I can't quit thinking about it, like 24 hours a day. Like I dream about it. Not in a good way, like, you know, stress about, am I going to make weight? How's the fight going to go, this and that? And he goes, the thing that always helped me is you got to remember in a fight like that, especially your debut, whether you win or lose isn't going to change your life that much. You know, he said, you lose, you'll get another shot. If you win, they're going to give you another fight. But either way, it's not like you're going to be famous overnight or change your entire life. And I was like, okay, cool. So that like, gave me comfort. And then when I went out and beat Hunt in a minute, it changed my life overnight. And I had like 10,000 Facebook friend requests the next day, 50,000 followers on Twitter. And so I saw Mark again at a UFC event. And I went up and told him that. He said, I remember talking to you. I said, yeah, you remember how you said it wouldn't change my life that much? He was like, yeah. I said, dude, you were way off. I said, like, it changed my life completely. And he, I don't think he got it. Like, thought it was funny, but I don't know.
That's hilarious. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. I love it. Thank you. Thank you. All right. So some fights this week. Okay. Fights this week. All right. Oh, sorry for this podcast, guys. I apologize.
I say that every week. People ask me about.
I'm trying. I got like, it's hard. I didn't know I'd have the baby at home and yada, yada, yada. But, you know, you got to just roll with the punch. Right? All right. So this week, this UFC card, the main event is going to be good because it's Islam versus Bobby Green. So I'm excited about that. But I don't know, man. Bobby Green said he got up to 190. And the week after his fight, now has to make 155 in 2 weeks, or got up to 190. That's too much. I think that he's going to – because Bobby Green is known for his cardio. If you're losing 35 pounds in, you know, 2 weeks, your cardio is going to be shot. So I like Islam in this fight all day long. I like Islam anyway, but now I really like Islam in this fight. Sean.
Yeah, I don't know how he's 190, man. If his fight was on like a week or two ago, like, I mean, I was a heavyweight and I would cut 25 pounds or so, but that was hard for me to walk around 25 heavier than what I had to make, and I was cutting from 290. So I don't know how a guy's 190 going to 155, or how he got to 190 after he made 155 in a week. That doesn't make any sense to me. But unless he cut a shitload of weight before his last fight, like crazy weight.
You know? Yeah, that's what happened. So we like Islam in this fight.
I can't see. Yeah, that would really surprise me, man. It's for some reason I thought that Bobby would talk like a rapper or something. Like I saw him, he's like the most well-spoken, intelligent-sounding guy ever in his interview. But when I watched him fight, I figured he would sound like Lil Wayne, like when he in an interview. That really threw me off.
Yeah, he just curses the whole time. Don, who do you like in this fight? All right.
Me.
So also on this card is my man Terrence McKinney, who was tased like 3 times during LSD. It went wrong. He was in college. He did acid. He like went to jail, turned his whole life around, won his last fight in 7 seconds. He's on a 3-fight winning streak. His last 3 fights of 7 seconds. Before that, it was 1 minute, 12 seconds. Before that, it was 1 minute and 6 seconds. Although this time he's fighting someone really good. Not that those guys weren't good, but he's fighting a guy who, Fares Ziam, who's 12-3, but he's also on the couple fight winning streak. That's going to be a good fight. I'm excited about that. Have you ever done LSD, Sean?
No, man. I don't mess with any drugs at all. Never did. I don't like to drink either. That's why I get so offended when doctors insinuate I'm a drug addict when I say my back hurts. I'm like, really? I don't even drink, smoke weed. I don't do anything. Like, but I'm just a drug addict.
The best fight, I think, on this card is going to be Joel Alvarez, who's 19-2. Who just beat Thiago Moses. He beat another guy, Alexander. He beat Joe Duffy, who's the guy who beat Conor McGregor. And he's won his last four fights. He's fighting a guy named Arman Sarkeesian. He's from Armenia. He beat Christos Giagos by TKO in the first round. He also beat Matt the Steamroller Frivola. He beat Davi Ramos, and he beat OAM. His only loss is to one of his losses is to Islam back in 2019. So that's probably going to be fight of the night right there.
Yeah, tell you what, when you hear the lineup on these stacked cards, it's easy to see why they let Mike Perry go and Chad Mendez and people like that. Because they've got all these super famous, well-known guys they're stacking their cards with. Like if your claim to fame is you beat Bobby Sanchez in M1, like, oh, that's a guy that beat Bobby Sanchez. Like, oh, that guy, yeah. All the stars are lined up on this card.
Yeah. It's crazy. Hey, Violet, can you take that in the other room? Can you take that into the other room, please? No. You can put that in the dog. Thank you.
I might have you have Violet make my picks on my bets this week because I guarantee she can't do worse than me. I almost guarantee if she randomly says names, it'll be better than what I get.
And then what else? Then the following week, March 5th. Colby Covington versus Masvidal. According to Tyron Woodley, Masvidal is going to win because he has that big brother thing going for him where he used to beat him up back in sparring or, you know, and he thinks that because he used to beat him, he's still going to beat him because once you're a little brother, you can't get over that. Do you believe that?
He didn't beat him up from the footage I've seen.
What was that, Don?
That's fucking stupid.
Was there anybody?
Tyrone is a basic racist, okay? The only reason he is going for Masvidal.
All right, I heard that Woodley's a racist. I don't know why. I'm not really sure why. What makes him racist? Because he's been, I mean, based on that. All right, well, when Don's service gets back, we will find out why he thinks Woodley is a racist. I'm good friends with Woodley. I can say for sure he's not a racist. But because he picked Masvidal. But I would love to hear Don's perspective on why you think he's a racist. Don.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
The joke is that every time, you know, there's somebody...
Oh, God.
I can't argue with that logic.
I'm done. What am I doing in my life? Like, why did I drop out of college? What's I'm having a... Don, I love you. I can't hear. This is like, I don't know. It's one of the things. Listen, you're a legend. I'm honored to have you on the show. I love talking every week. You're beyond funny. Your characters, whatever. You're talented. You have more movie credits than anybody I know. You've been in the best fights I've ever. I look up to you as a person, but I can't hear you. So then I keep saying what and what and what and what. And then I just can't fucking hear you. So I'm like, I don't know what to do. Sean, help me.
I think even I can only hear every other word Don's saying, it's still more entertaining than Brendan Schaub's comedy. So he should be able to put together a career just on that alone. But,
I mean, the funny part is when it's like, it actually goes bad, but you can just hear like, fucking prick, asshole, shithead, fucking, all right, partner, oh, look, piece of crap. Like, it's just, you know what he's saying without actually, it's funny, this is actually how Don talks. Like, he has a perfect connection, but this is actually what he's saying. He just.
That would be amazing.
Yeah, like, that would be. All right, so Don, why is Tyron Woodley a racist?
Because he's picking the guy who's non-white. He's with Musk. He's going Musk girls, and Musk girls not white boy. And Kobe's whitey, so, you know, the hell with down with the crackers.
Kobe's got a lot more to lose to this fight, though, because, I mean, everyone's expecting Kobe to win. And if Kobe loses, he goes down a lot. I mean, he just cut off a really, you know, close fight against, what's his name, against Usman. So if he loses, but Kobe's one of those guys, man. I talk to Kobe all the time. He's in the gym training four times a day. It's all he does think about is MMA. Like, for a guy that like likes to show off this image of like, I'm banging porn stars and I'm doing this and he's just doing nothing but training. So, and Masvidal seems like he's not doing that. He seems like he gets out of shape. He his other interests, he's a fight promoter. He's got his bare knuckle MMA promotion. He's got some other kind of boxing thing. I just think that right now Kobe's more focused than Masvidal is. But who
he's
knows?
Just too good of a wrestler too, man. I just don't think, like, if you look at, he's about the same fighter as Usman, like Kobe is. And if you look at how Masvidal and Usman's fights went, you know what I mean? They're going to see, like, their first fight should be similar how this one's going to look. I think Kobe will just keep taking him down, holding him down, ground pound the entire time, because it's hard to out-wrestle a Division I All-American wrestler when you have no wrestling experience other than an MMA gym, you know?
Yeah, I mean, and that's the thing. I mean, I would have loved to know how Ben Askren versus Masvidal would have turned out had he not landed that flying knee. I mean,
that would have been entertaining, yeah.
I mean, I don't know what would have happened. I mean, I'd like to think that Askren would have won that fight. But who knows? What do you think would have happened, Sean?
I think he'd have held him down most of the fight. But I think Masvidal would have had his moments when he scrambled, you know, because Ben doesn't want to exchange at all standing up. So that would have given him a, you know, opportunity to throw some stuff at him without worrying about getting hit back. It's like against Usman, you apparently have to worry about getting hit back standing up, you know what I mean, which is what Masvidal learned the hard way the second fight. You know, like, I think he thought he was such a better striker, he could just tee off on him when they were standing up. But, yeah, I think Ben would have probably laid and prayed him to a decision.
So there's a thread that says Bruce Buffer said he had Chuck Liddell's back in a street fight.
Did he have or want his back? Which one did he say?
Did you hear about that or no?
I heard he wanted Chuck Liddell's back numerous times.
He said, he goes, when you start a sentence with, I was in a street fight with Chuck Liddell and Tito Ortiz. That's crazy. And Buffer.
I did hear. Did you hear what Buffer said that night to those guys that were when he was breaking the fight up?
What?
I heard Buffer was like, "Listen, you guys knock it off, or somebody's gonna get their dick sucked tonight." And everybody's like, "Oh, like everybody backed off."
Really? Is that what happened? Really?
That's the rumor I heard. Yeah.
All right. I did not hear that, but that's where did you hear that, Sean?
It's just the word on the street. Dominic Cruz told me. He also had no explanation for where he was later that night. I asked Dominic Cruz where he ended up. I was like, I don't remember.
Well, okay. All right. That's I had no idea. It's crazy to be in Indiana that you hear all these things that would happen on like the street, you know, just
I keep my ear to the street or whatever.
Have you been watching Misha Tate on Celebrity Big Brother?
No, I didn't. I don't even know what that is. I mean, I know it's a reality show, but I don't know what it is.
So Misha Tate is, I heard she's doing pretty well.
It's hard to believe she could do well with the Big Brother there with that syndrome. I don't know.
Lamar Odom, I guess, is on it too, but and he like shit the bed. I guess he's got a problem like shitting himself. I haven't seen it, but
he's a Big Brother with an A.
Yeah. Oh God, this is all right, man. I still can't believe I cannot find this fucking Don Fry versus Tito Ortiz thread. All right, next week I'm gonna talk about this because I want to hear Don Fry's thoughts about this. I mean, it's not as fun as Igor Varchinian. It's way more fun to have Tito Ortiz. Now, Don, did you and Tito ever train together?
No, never did. Never did.
So, all right. What is
training with Tito would always say the same thing. Like, man, he's better than you would think he would be. And I didn't know if that he was like they thought he sucked or he was a lot better than they already thought he was good. Like, I never knew.
Yeah, people said that he has like gorilla strength, that he's just like – he's just so strong. I mean, that's what I heard from a lot of people too. So Logan Paul started a slap box competition with Arnold Schwarzenegger. They're going to the professional slap boxing competition. Are you going to be watching this?
I kind of gave up the slap boxing when I saw that like people were getting knocked out doing it, man. Like that seems a little rushed, but – yeah, I don't know, man. That's I don't know. That stuff's low. They always end up in a real fight. I'll tell you what's a great sport that never caught on is where they would arm wrestle and fight MMA at the same time. That's a great sport, man.
Oh, yeah. Well, I call it X-Arm, right?
And they would never actually arm wrestle. They would just start punching each other right off the bat. Like, I always thought that was amazing. Like, they forgot one of the integral parts of arm wrestling / MMA is that you would arm wrestle.
I mean, so they're having the slap fighting team. I mean, next thing I know, they're going to be, like, masturbating with one hand and slapping. Like, I think that's, like, the next level. like the slap beat, you know? Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, I don't know. Uriah Faber thinks Aljamain Sterling has to do something different to beat Petr Yan. Like, you think? I mean, come on, of course.
You mean faking a knee injury is not going to – faking an illegal blow isn't going to work this time?
Also Mike Richmond, you know, Mike the Marine Richmond, nice guy. He's a Bellator fighter. He's now doing bare knuckle boxing. He's fighting David, the Caveman Rickles in the next BKFC event. So Mike the Marine Richmond.
That's a fight that sounds like it should be on a UFC fight card. It's so star studded. Surprised that's not the main event of the next fight night.
Yeah. So, what else is going on?
Did you notice on the next pay-per-view, the Colby, what's his name? Masvidal pay-per-view. You haven't heard of one other fighter on the entire card?
That's not true. That is not true. Let me see.
I know at least the three of the five main event or whatever, main card fights, I had not heard of any of the six people.
No, you know, like, Bryce Mitchell.
I do. Yeah, I remember him only because he's against masks.
Yeah, him versus Edson Barboza.
Okay, so I know those two.
Rafael Dos Anjos.
Yeah.
Versus Fazayev. You know him.
No, just Dos Anjos. I don't know the other guy.
Kevin Holland. You know Kevin Holland.
That, is he like, the one that talks a lot during his fight?
Talks the whole time. Like,
yeah, okay. Wrestling.
He's fighting Alex Oliveira, the cowboy.
Oh, God. Yeah, I guess I do know those two.
Greg Hardy.
Yep.
Against Sergei Spivak.
I don't know who that is. I just wish the UFC heavyweight division was like it is now when I was fighting.
Yeah.
Like, I see these random dudes. I'm like, dude, I could beat both those guys in the same night back when I was fighting. Like, what is going on? Don did used to beat multiple people in the same night back in the day. But.
Oh, yeah. Well, Don, I mean, Don can do it now. So, yeah. I like Don. Don's, you know, I've seen Don throw a punch, and he's quick. He's still got the speed, Don. You know that, right?
So,
I mean, not your Wi-Fi, but you definitely have – You definitely have.
They'd be trying to have Don cut to 170 nowadays. His coach would be like, "Dude, listen, you got to get down, Don, at 170."
So March 11th, Eagle FC, Kevin Lee versus Diego Sanchez. Come on, I mean, what's going on here? Diego Sanchez is not – he's lost – what? Let me see it. Diego Sanchez has lost against Jake Matthews, Michael Pereira. He won by disqualification. That was a loss. Chiesa, Mickey Gall. All right, so he lost three in a row. 30-26, 30-26. He hasn't won a round.
Plus, he lost his head coach.
Don, what's going on now? Okay. Yeah, he lost his head coach. Yeah. I had to mute him. Diego said that. I mean, Kevin Lee is still a great fighter. He lost to D-Rod, but that was a pretty close fight. I mean, it wasn't close, but close enough. He lost to Charles Oliveira, but by guillotine. He knocked out Gregor Gillespie three fights ago, who's one of the top guys. I mean, he lost to Rafael Dos Anjos. All right, so he's lost 5 out of 6, but he's still a really good fighter. And he's losing.
I thought he was going to be the guy to give Khabib the hardest fight back in the day. When he beat – who'd he beat or almost beat – was it – oh, my gosh. Tony
– Ferguson.
Ferguson. Did he almost beat him or beat Tony Ferguson, right?
He lost Tony, but he was winning, and then he got caught in like a
trap. Yeah, that's what I remember saying that, thinking if he beat Tony Ferguson, he might give Khabib a hard time, man, because he looked good that fight.
I mean, they got to stop this fight. Honestly, this should be like that intervention show where Diego walks in and the lights go on and everyone says, listen, man, you're one of the best ever. We love you. But no, you can't do this. He's making more money for this fight than he did in the UFC.
That's what's crazy, man. It's a shame. I know a lot of these promotions are burning someone's money. But if you have a promotion that's your third or fourth fight, and you're paying guys more than they made the UFC for their 50th fight, and the UFC has done 800 events total, like, it just doesn't. Yeah, man, it doesn't make sense to me. Actually, it does make sense. The people with they have a monopoly, so they've got it all locked up. But fighters need a union badly, man, like badly.
Oh man, yeah, it's fucking crazy. And then Ray Borg is.
I can't believe it. But, you know, like 10 different people have tried to organize a union, and none of them worked. Like, no, I don't know what happens. Like, they were picking up steam and then just stopped. You know.
Dad, I'm trying to unmute you, but I can't do it for some reason. Henan Barao is fighting. Also, he's fighting a guy who's 2-3. I can't. And Henan Barao is 34-9. At one point, he was like the best. Remember, Barao was like,
right.
Man, and then
yeah, like a 30 fight win streak or something, right?
Yeah, and then TJ Dillashaw just wrecked him, and then that was it. And then
this is bare knuckle boxing or MMA?
No, this is MMA Eagle FC.
Oh, it's Khabib's. Okay, yeah. He's fighting a guy 2-3?
Yeah, according to MMA Junkie.
Well, that's weird.
Oh, yeah. I mean, man. This Diego thing is going to bum me out, though. It's like everyone knows what's going to happen here. If Diego beats Kevin Lee, I will be fucking shocked. Like, that might be the biggest upset of all time. I mean, if at this point.
You know what's really a shame, man, is that the UFC didn't have a job of some kind for Diego Sanchez, like they did Forrest Griffin. You know, they were paying Matt Hughes and Chuck Liddell until the new people bought it and they canned them. But they were giving them like $300,000-$400,000 a year. But it seemed like you'd be able to do something for Diego after all he's done for them, man. You know, I mean, he's been, what, since 2005?
Yeah.
With them, fought 50 times or whatever it was. It's had some wars, man, and got permanent damage from that stuff, you know, physically. And I don't know. It's just a shame that there's not something. You know, if you look at the NBA, NFL, they always have, like, jobs for people like that. You know what I mean? Like a guy that put in 15 years in the NBA, they find a coaching job or something for him, you know, public relations, something.
I think that trainer really pissed him off because he was like, making some claims against Dana and them that was like, you know, where did you find this guy and get him out of here, you know?
Yeah.
So – Mike Perry brought a bat to the press conference. You see that?
Yeah. It ended up being plastic, which was a little bit odd.
Was that in his pants the whole time? Like, what?
Yeah, that's what, when everybody freaked out, I'm like, it must have obviously been plastic or rubber because he pulled it out of his pants. Like, you're not walking around with a baseball bat in your jeans and nobody knowing. Ah. Well, I mean, I do it every day, but, you know.
Of course. Yeah. I'm, by the way, I'm trying to unmute Don, and I can't. I don't know what is going on. So Masvidal says, I damn near killed the fucking broomstick, Nate Diaz. So I don't know. I wouldn't say he damn near killed him, but he did win that fight pretty handily. They like stopped it.
I would have been interested to see how the fourth and fifth round went though, man, because it did look like George was gassing out and Nate was starting to come on like he usually does in the fourth or fifth round, you know. So he was taking a pretty good beating up till then, but I think it was starting to turn, man.
I freaking love Nate Diaz, man. I'll always root for that guy. This like
him guys, him and his brother are both awesome. I told you when I met him, I thought when I very first met him the first time, it's like 2006 maybe or seven or whatever. I thought I like when I saw him coming, I'm like, I think I'm gonna get in a fight. You know what I mean? Like I may punch one of these dudes because I thought they were gonna be assholes. They were the two nicest dudes I'd ever met in my life. Like came up and introduced themselves, you know, and they were well known by that point. I was nobody, and they came up and talked to me like real well known, like just the coolest dudes ever, and have been the 10 times I've seen them since. So
yeah, I agree. I reckon. I mean, I think something about them just resonates with people, like the realness of them. You know,
yeah.
Nate's a good guy.
I think people admire their balls too, man. Like, is that they never get finished, they never quit. Like, it doesn't matter what kind of beating they're taking, they're still in there. You know, it's like that's what I always admired on. I heard that Bruce Buffer admires a lot of people's balls. But,
when I was at that fight, who was it? It was when I was at that fight. It was Woodley versus Wonderboy 2. It was like the worst fight ever. And somebody behind me was like, "You guys suck. Fuck you. You're the worst." I look back, it's Nick Diaz yelling this, right? And then
amazing.
I go, "Nate, did you ever have a fight that you couldn't really get into it?" He's like, "Yeah, once in the fifth grade, some fucking kid punched me and I couldn't get my off. And my friends made fun of me." And that was a real fight to him. Like, he doesn't,
right.
I think all his fights are equal. He doesn't look at like UFC fights, right. Like fights he had in the fifth grade. Like, yeah.
So you added to your record.
I hope Don's not mad. I mean, I tried to, in like the most polite way possible, tell him that his Wi-Fi was bad, right? I mean, you think I wasn't rude, was I?
No, I don't think it's that easy to hurt Dom's feelings. I'm sure he's fine.
I know. I feel like a dick because I want to hear him, but I hear every other word, and it kind of breaks up the – but then I'm like –
I really wonder if we couldn't get him Starlink, man. That's what I've got, which my internet's not the best. But before, you remember, it was the same way for me. I couldn't get any signal, and I just got that Starlink, that Elon Musk thing, and you literally pull it out of the box, plug it in. It sets up itself. It, like, finds the satellites on its own. You don't have to have installed it on anything. Like, you just plug it in, and you have internet. God, I'm rich, so I don't really look at prices too much, but I think it's only like $100 a month or $125 a month or something. It wasn't very much.
Got it. You definitely are one of the most odd people. I never understood you. Like you made $1 billion, you married, now your new wife, you don't leave the house, your back hurts, you're always laughing. Like you always,
but I'm crying on the inside.
You always have some crazy scam going on, but it's not really a scam.
The best was when I was on deployment from the government.
I was going to wait. God.
What?
It got worse. What? How did it get worse?
I'm driving down my dirt road right now.
Ah!
I had to. I jumped in my truck and I'm driving down my dirt road. I got a physical rehab here in about 25 minutes.
Is there a top?
To get off the dirt road, everything. Yeah. What?
Does your car have a top or no?
Have a what?
It's like a Flintstone car. I feel like it's a Flintstone.
Yeah,
I feel like it's a road. Tank. It's a tank, and Don has the hatch open and is like.
When was the last time you got laid?
It's a dirt road. I got a one-ton pickup truck. I drive one-ton dually. I'm driving on a dirt road, so it's going to make some noise.
When was the last time you got laid, Don?
Fuck. What do you mean? I got women banging at my spawn at my door all the time, man. I got to let them out, you know?
Dude, honestly, I get texts from girls that are, like, good-looking. That are like, "Hey, is Don single?" They're like young, like in their, I mean, ooh, like in their 20s. I was like, damn.
They're like young.
I mean, they're young for you. You know, I mean, they're like in their 20s. You know, so.
All my saddles are older than that. Let me tell you that. Yeah.
Oh God.
My truck's older than that.
Of course it is. Of course it is. Well, listen.
I'm just glad I got to visualize Don wearing a saddle with a 20-some-year-old woman. Like, so I was just thinking, like, Don putting on his saddle and, like, come take a ride, baby.
Don, do women have to wear a cowboy hat when they have sex with you?
They have to what?
Wear a cowboy hat?
No, I thought they were knocking it off their head anyway, so, you know.
Yeah, sometimes women do too.
They get flattened against the headboard, you know, shit.
Yeah, what's the craziest thing you ever had during sex a girl asked you to do?
I had several women ask me to bang them in front of their boyfriends or husbands.
Really?
Yeah, like that happened to me everywhere I went, and I would always end up telling the guy that he's gay. They would approach me first, and then I would come over later, and he would come and hit on me, like, yeah, I'd love to see you bang her. And I'm like, dude, you know you're gay, right? Because you've seen her naked. You obviously just want to see me naked. Like, that's your motive. You know what I mean? So,
So did you ever do it or no?
No, I'm not doing that. I'm not weird, but I'm not that weird. No, that's, dude, I don't know. I have a one penis per fantasy rule with me, you know what I mean, or whatever. Like, there's not going to ever, if I was ever having sex, there's not going to be another man.
I'm the same way. Even in porno, I can't watch a porno if there's two guys in the porno. I just don't want two dicks around me. One dick. My dick. Tom, what about you? What was the crazy thing a girl asked you to do?
Criminy. I don't know, because what's your definition of crazy?
Like, I had a girl one time ask me to punch her in the face, and I said no. She goes,
yeah, I had some girls ask me to give her 6 inches to make it hurt, so I banged her twice and punched her in the kidney. You know?
Oh, God.
The craziest thing that ever happened to Don is some girl tried to have cyber sex with him and wanted him to use his Wi-Fi. He was like, are you crazy?
Dude, it's crazy. I banged some girls that were Don Fry fans. They would ask me to bang them based on Don's fights. Like, one girl asked for the Takayama. She wanted to get, like, you know. Then the other girl asked for James Thompson and he fell asleep. So, it was, you know, it was crazy. Don?
Yeah.
Nothing on that one?
Oh, are you still talking? No, what happened now?
I said that I would have girls ask me for sex based on your fights. So one girl wanted, like, the Takayama. It was just nothing but banging. But the other girl wanted, like, the James Thompson, and she just fell asleep.
Great.
One girl wanted the Gilbert Ivel, so.
I wouldn't, you know, I'd probably rewrite that one. I'm going to try that in front of a live crowd.
I heard one girl wanted the Gilbert Ivel, so you poked her in the eye and then beat up a black guy.
Yeah. I didn't do that. Oh, that one you like. I just fingered it too hard. So.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, listen, that's our podcast. Don, you're the best. We're going to send you this thing. What's it called? Starlink?
Yeah, Elon Musk.
Starlink.
It's amazing.
You get Wi-Fi in your house. It's amazing. And it actually works. So.
Okay. Do I have to have electricity?
Yes, you have to have electricity, but you're good. You're good with this.
Oh.
He will have to make sure the windmill's in working order.
All right. Well, listen, you guys are the best. I'll see you guys later. Love you guys. Take care.
See you, man.